The Martin Art Gallery and the Baker Center for the Arts on the Muhlenberg College campus is pleased to feature the dynamic photography of New York artist Bill Hayward. On view now through November 9th. This exhibition is in collaboration with the InVision Photo Festival and Lehigh Valley Photography Month. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael. To say Hayward is enthusiastic about the creative process is an understatement. Neither does he settle for skimming the surface to shoot another predictable portrait with a simple question to his subjects. Given enough paint, paper, and permission, what would you do? He mines the depths of their passions and personalities. Each answer presents the viewers with an evocative and compelling mix of deeply personal communication and portraiture. Guest curator Jeff Gaiman has selected 30 prints that cover a lot of ground and provide moving insights into the complexity of the human spirit. From professional dancers, actors, writers, and musicians to young students, seasoned civil rights activists, and American Indian tribal leaders, their interactions with Hayward have allowed that complexity to become accessible for sharing, discussion, and admiration. Jeff Gaiman is a former arts writer for The Morning Call in Allentown, where he covered many exhibitions at Muhlenberg College and first profiled Bill Hayward, a fellow graduate of Lafayette College. Guest curator Jeff Gaiman.
When I was an arts writer for The Morning Call back in 2002, Bill Hayward was coming to Lafayette to do a residency there, doing what he does today, which is he gets people, gives them a lot of paper, a paintbrush, and a can of black paint, and tells them to basically create a setting. He's not after photographs. He's after settings, little worlds. He had a book called Bad Behavior out at that point with some famous folks, including one who's in the show, the actor Willem Dafoe. And I was intrigued by this guy. Last summer, he called me up and he said there was this new online magazine called Psychology Tomorrow, and he was a resident photographer. And would I do a Q&A with him? We did 4 or 5 hours of talks. During that time, we started floating the idea, maybe we should do a show together. This is what we did at Muhlenberg College, part of InVision, the InVision Festival.
I wasn't sure how this worked. I didn't know set or the people that inhabit the set, how that came about. He has this of paint their portrait first and then put them in it?
Bill Hayward was a very popular, prolific celebrity portrait photographer. He shot Bob Dylan for Interview. He shot Ronald Reagan in the Oval Office for Fortune. He got tired of that. It felt like he was boxed in. He's a painter, so he decided, let's bring painting into the process. The very first subject he shot in this manner was a writer named Jennifer Allen. And Jennifer Allen's claim to fame, among other things, is that she wrote a memoir called The Fifth Quarter, all about her father, the famed football coach, George Allen. He was a taskmaster, though her book is all about that. But in this photograph, she's sort of like Bill Hayward's surrogate. She's written a long essay on the floor cloth, a sort of biblical tree in the background, but she's got an old camera that she's pointing down. As I say in the wall text, she's sort of like a fellow pilgrim on the way to whatever meaning we're going to glean from this. She was his very first subject about 20 years ago.
The idea of using the drop cloth as a narrative in this one particularly works really marvelously because it's like some of the great movies in the past where the story kind of precedes off. Your eye starts down here and you're pulled all the way back to that tree, and then there's this person with this camera, and is she photographing the tree? Is she photographing, I don't know, something coming towards her from in the middle distance there? It visually does a lot of things besides saying, this is a portrait, this is this person, this is what they're about. It visually pulls you into the story. He wants, or she wants, or the two of them in collaboration want. It's quite clever.
Well, that's what every photographer aims to do with vectors and foreground, middle ground, background, but in this case, the collaborator, the person in the photograph, is pulling equal weight. We got together in the spring in his apartment, his Manhattan studio apartment, and we looked at about 80 photographs. He emailed me about 60 of them, and together we picked 30. And what we wanted to do was to get a huge range, a huge panorama. So we wanted ages from 6 to probably 80 in this show. We wanted body types. We get some pretty muscular guys. We get some very agile, sinewy ballet types. He loves dancers. Bill, as you'll see in the show, he does great with dancers. We wanted all sorts of visual statements and verbal statements. So sometimes, in the case of Jennifer Allen, lots of words. In the case of Russell Means, who ends the show, no words at all. And you have everybody expressing everything from a 9/11 sentiment, a fireman who holds a scroll with the names of his comrades who fell, to Dixie, who is the proprietor of a Striptease Hall of Fame. She was a Marilyn Monroe impersonator, and she did really well.
Guest curator Jeff Gaiman. Bill Hayward's exhibition, The Human Bible, is on view now through November 9th in the Martin Art Gallery of the Baker Center for the Arts on the Muhlenberg College campus. The gallery is open Tuesday through Saturday, noon to 8. And for more information, the gallery's number is 484-664-3467. More information also available at muhlenberg.edu/Martin Art Gallery. Musings is supported by the Dorothy and Dexter Baker Foundation. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael, and you're tuned to WDIY, Lee High Valley Community Public Radio.